I wonder if there's anyone out there on the planet that can remember the day back in the early 90s in Asheville, North Carolina, when one of the members of our local bar had a heart attack and he had to get carried out of the courthouse on a stretcher to the emergency room. And thank goodness he survived that episode. But it's kind of weird because it's this huge memory in my mind, and I've never, other than my husband, I've never asked any other of the attorneys back in the day in Asheville if they can remember that. But it made an impression on me, and it was an impression that kind of grew over the years. It stayed with me, and it grew, and it brought me here to where I am today, which is this place where I'm glad to be making a contribution in some small way to the legal world, to the world of attorneys who deal with so much stress. And Legalese is this great way to reach even beyond the world of the attorneys who are dealing daily with stress that we kind of take on for our clients. But Legalese is a way to also reach everyone because we're all dealing with stress. It doesn't matter what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're navigating it, and we're navigating it together. As a judge and a lawyer, even though I think of myself as a master of time management, I can see that there still just isn't enough time to do everything, especially if you're vegan and you want to eat clean and you want to do yoga and exercise and create and have meaningful conversations with the people you care about. When you're in this world, podcasting can be a remedy for wanting to have those meaningful conversations with those people in your life that you just cannot get to as quick as you want. And they're kind of in a queue and they're waiting, and you're going to call when you have that time. And if you ever have any interest in podcasting, I would say absolutely do it, because it's this love letter that you can write to your beloved friends and family, where you can let them know, especially if you're a multi-hyphenate and you have lots of passions and lots of interests, you can share with them and let them know what's on your mind. And that's what my episodes are all about. It's talking to the people that matter the most to me, my listeners, my family, my friends, my clients, and sharing with you what I'm excited about. And unfortunately, I don't have this kind of like motivation and inspiration every single week, and I don't always have that window of opportunity. But when I do get an opportunity to share with you, I'm usually super excited, and this week is no different. I'm very excited about what I can share with you today, and we're going deep. In this episode, we're getting philosophical, and we're doing some hardcore focus, and the name of this episode is Asked and Answered. Stay tuned. It can be so challenging to just recall something that we have learned. It's almost like information overload. There is material, content, information. It's everywhere. It's valuable. It's helpful. We see it. It means the world to us. We try to integrate it. We move forward and we forget it. And what's crazy is some of that information that we come across is life-changing. And when we're looking at it, we're like, no way will I ever forget this. This is incredible. And then it's kind of just washed away with so many other details that we encounter and that we kind of are working through every day. And so this episode, Asked and Answered, is designed to help us have this, in the words of Eckhart Tolle, it's a reminder. It's kind of a cheat on how we can retain some very valuable information. And what I was going to say is, in the words of Eckhart Tolle, it's a guidepost. And Asked and Answered is a catchy objection. It's a legal phrase, and it's something that can be just kind of always on our mind and help us kind of remember something deeper and something more meaningful. Asked and Answered is the objection you hear when the witness has already given an answer and the lawyer just keeps asking. The reason that is not allowed is because it can become almost like badgering a witness. It's like just not okay to keep asking the witness over and over after they've already answered. And also the reason it's an objection that will get sustained is because it's almost like shopping for a different answer. Like if you're an attorney and you didn't like the response, of course you're going to want to ask again to see if you can get something different. And so that is where Asked and Answered comes from the perspective of being an attorney. But the reason it's so perfect for this particular message or this kind of information that I wanted to share with you today is because it is an excellent representative. It is first of all, asked and answered. At first glance, the first thing you probably think is those are opposites. And the idea of opposites can be a real danger, I think, to all of us. We get tricked when we are conditioned and raised and told, okay, you've got to pick and be one or the other. You cannot be both. That's just so wrong. And it's so limiting. Let me give you an example. Right now, all over social media, there are these different schools of thought. To me, they're all intriguing. There's like the whole hustle culture or this just productivity theme. There's academia. There's being present and in the moment and slow living. And it's such a form of self-torture if you think that you can only relate to one and you're only allowed to be like in one of those camps. And it's like so much more fun when you can just integrate information in the way that serves you the best, when you be you. And if part of you loves to work in the corporate world, you can still do yoga. Or if, you know, you are vegan and you care about animals and you're very healthy and you exercise and take care of yourself. That's another one of the clean girl aesthetic. You care about skincare and being clean and healthy. You can also love fashion, or, you know, you can care about the environment, but also you love design. You can be a judge and an intellect, but also, you know, you love makeup. And it's just once you allow that in yourself and you kind of like allow that in others, and instead of walking around looking for inconsistencies and instead just kind of accepting everyone where they are, and also most importantly, allowing yourself to integrate everything into a whole, that is amazing and important. And for me, it's kind of like this huge discovery. I'm reading a book right now by Gabor Mate, and the some of these terms that I'm learning, kind of teaching me about that synthesis that I was just describing in the medical world, are fascinating, like concepts of psychoneuroimmunology. This idea that all of these different things in our health are all connected. And so when you let go of this idea of, you know, either or, I've got to be this or that, and you start to kind of see this connection to everything, you become super aware. And that awareness is like a superpower. Because really, as a critical thinker, someone who's all about critical thinking, I am here to tell you that the more perceptive and aware we are, then the more we are figuring things out. And so the asked and answered phrase or objection is a great way to represent what I'm sharing today, what I'm excited about today. And it's that kind of connection, how everything is connected. That's sort of the first thing it represents. And one of the quotes in the book I just mentioned that I'm reading is Gabor Mate quotes, and he says, Nietzsche once called the Buddha the profoundest physiologist. And it's kind of like, oh, overlap. That's what I'm describing, is when we discover that there are many, many different levels in society that are offering valuable teachings to us, and they're kind of all saying the same thing, I feel like, kind of sort of elevate to a whole other level of understanding. And one of my favorite things, one of my most admired or favorite Hindu scriptures is, they live in wisdom who see themselves in all and all in them. Now, naturally, as a vegan, this is like what I'm all about, but you don't have to be vegan to see the wisdom in these teachings, or to see the synthesis in psychology, biology, philosophy, and sort of this oneness in wellness. So the other thing about asked and answered that I am eager to share with you is how the different schools of thought kind of say the same thing when it comes about asking. Coming up next. So I've told you now that asked and answered has this special meaning for lawyers, and also has this ability to be a guidepost for a broader meaning, sort of a symbol of the connectedness of everything. And let me just say, here's why I feel like it's so important to consider the connectedness of everything. If we believe that as individuals, we are not sort of this connected, whole, and complete person that can incorporate and integrate all of the different interests that we have and schools of thought out there that we believe, if we instead think that we are these fractured, limited, incomplete people, and we can only have, you know, this philosophy and nothing else, or this belief but not that. I have to subscribe to this school of thought, so I'm not going to hear anything about that one. What we do is we self-sabotage. we really just, it's self-defeating. And it, what it also does is it literally takes our beliefs and it just squishes them into these tiny little boxes where they are stuck. And then we get stuck. So instead, having a much broader, it does not mean you cannot be discerning. It does not mean that you cannot be a critical thinker, but just a broader landscape and just this freedom to be inspired by each other, motivated by each other, and to be led by one another. That is what I'm getting at when I say it can be a symbol of wholeness rather than this kind of duality kind of thing. So finally, this is kind of the second part and final part of what asked and answered means to me and how I think really on every level, from religion, Christianity, to spirituality and ancient wisdom, all the way to everything else like psychology and biology. This idea of asking is a very powerful tool. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is asking is this very important part of awareness. Awareness, I think I've already mentioned, is like, to me, it's this valuable way of having joy and happiness and insight. If I could only have one ability or one gift in life, I would ask for awareness. I would ask for the ability to perceive and to understand. And when you take awareness and you kind of work it with acceptance and asking and answering, what you get is happiness. And it's not the kind of happiness that's just blissful, meaningless ignorance happiness, because there's really no value in that, and that kind of happiness is not sustainable. Instead, that meaningful happiness, where you go past just ignoring and enter into the world of responding, that is the real thing. I'm pretty passionate about that because back in the day as a young prosecutor, trying jury trials to jurors taught me that there are a lot of people that are in a very happy place by virtue of ignorance. And it can be upsetting and disruptive to have that challenged and questioned. And I can totally relate. But I'm here to tell you, when you move past that and you allow yourself to become aware of human suffering, aware of others in need, aware of all the social issues that matter to you and to others. And of course, for me, veganism's huge. But when you become aware of those things and then you respond and you take action, that is a richer and deeper happiness than blissful ignorance. So I truly believe the more aware we are, the happier we are. So again, asked and answered is this key to the awareness. So if you first and foremost let this be kind of your daily practice, watch and see how it affects your quality of life. Practicing awareness, starting with acceptance. Why acceptance? Well, because I've learned this, I've seen it, I've watched it, and I've experienced it. When you're in this state of resistance and you just will not accept whatever's happening in your case, if you're an attorney, or in your life in everyday life and you're just in resistance, you're going to suffer. And the saying goes that suffering is not necessarily what is happening to you, but rather your perception of what should be happening as measured against what's happening, what you think is happening. And so at any rate, this idea of accepting whatever is happening, but then following it up with asking and later answering is the magic combination. Because when you first accept, but then respond and ask and have the courage to have the questions, that is when you start experiencing what psychologist Rollo May calls response flexibility. Response flexibility, the true freedom, the ability to pause between stimulus and response, and in that pause, choose the one response toward which we wish to throw our weight. That is a quote from Rollo May, and that is what response flexibility is. And so when you can do this, it's not just me saying that that's when you're the happiest. This is not just something I made up. This whole concept of asking has been offered to us in a multitude of different ways, all the way from Christianity, ask and ye shall receive, to a more ancient wisdom concept of when you ask the question, the answer is already coming. Another great school of thought for asking is psychology and Carl Jung and his kind of presentation to the world that we can only heal when we are willing to ask, to look at the parts of ourself that we're trying to hide and to pay attention to that part of ourselves. That is when we heal. And so we are most in control of our lives and our experiences when we are aware. And we are aware when we are practicing those steps. Accept and then ask, and the answer comes. And that, I think, to wrap things up, I think it leads into the kind of the psychology therapy world of kind of being able to look at our blind spots and sort of pay attention and ask questions of what we might not be registering. For example, how we feel. Paying attention to how we feel. Paying attention to how food makes us feel. Our emotions and just our physical experiences. And so again, ask. You could just almost find example after example of how asking is something that has been taught in many, many different ways. Finally, I did want to mention this because I love the book Think Again by Adam Grant. And on a purely intellectual level, asking is key. It's key to survival and insight and happiness. Because what Adam Grant is talking about in Think Again is that the biggest danger is when we think we're the authority on something. And actually, the highest IQs come from the people that are able to accept that they are in that place of learning. And if you think about it, isn't it kind of scary to be around someone who thinks they've got all the answers? And if not scary, at least sort of just kind of boring. It's so much more exciting to be in the presence of others who are as in awe of this life and everything it has to teach us as we are. And also to be in the presence of people that have that humility where they certainly have incredible experience and insight and knowledge, but they are not presenting themselves as the end-all, be-all authority. And we glean so much from this world when we're able to not only hold that question, that asking mentality open for ourselves, but we also sort of can expect that, have that expectation from others. Because really, if anyone's out there telling me I'm the authority on everything, I just question it. I know that, you know, like Dr. Greger, in my opinion, is the authority on nutrition. And Adam Grant is the authority on the value of learning. And Gabor Mate is one of the authorities, if not the authority, on trauma and medical oneness and this connection to everything from emotions and feelings to health, but also experiences. And, you know, and the list goes on of all these different authorities on different things. But the real beauty in what all of these different icons have to offer us is that you can integrate them all with each other and you don't have to follow only one. And most importantly, in yourself, you can integrate many, many parts to create the whole. So thank you for bearing with me today and joining me in this episode. And if you have comments or questions, I would love to hear them. All of my contact information can be found at www.tracycoxlaw.com. I look forward to sharing another episode with you in the near future. Thanks for listening.